When we last walked together, Jesus asked why we entertain evil thoughts in our hearts. I think today's question is a timely follow-up to that, and I encourage you to turn inward towards yourself when reflecting on today's question. Imagine that you are the fellow servant mentioned in Matthew chapter 18, verse 33. Looking at how we manage our minds and how the mind is often the beginning of our health outcomes is what comes up again today when we look at the words from Christ. At some point today, I encourage you to really make an effort to be kind to yourself and how you think about yourself. And look at yourself in the mirror even and just say, I love you, to yourself. Now, does that feel a bit cringy? It's not easy. And if it doesn't come easy to you, I'd say that means the more you need to do it, the more you need to work on it. Because self-love, it's not selfish. In fact, self-love is merciful. And when you take that and can nurture it, that love within yourself for yourself, along with a deeply accepted love that comes from Christ. Wow. The more love you will have available to pour out onto others, and the more room you'll find within yourself to make good health choices. It's just the way it works. So I'll leave you with Christ's question. Remember, reflecting on it as if the servant is deep within you, from Matthew chapter 18, verse 33. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? Again, shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?